guys.
We miss you.
Oh, yeah. I bet. What?
Do you have any idea how often I see her? Yeah.
Not that much lately,
Not enough.
Your name.
Not enough.
You know that we're going to depend on Director Jansen.
He's like guarding the door to make sure no one. That's what he's doing to make sure no one shows up, and it's not an open meet. You know what I mean?
Because we're not anyway.
What?
Hey, she was gonna.
She's gonna do the ransom.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was mentioned before you walked in. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. It is 5:32. Roll call. We have Supervisor Rose.
Yes.
Supervisor Gully.
Yeah.
Supervisor Lewis.
Yeah.
Supervisor Berg.
Here.
Supervisor Beth.
Here.
Supervisor Decker.
Here.
Okay, we've got everybody.
Kayla Mitchell just emailed that she may be a few minutes late, the Youth and Governance.
Okay. Do we have citizens' comments?
I do have a citizen's comment that was emailed in to me just a little while ago. So it's a little lengthy, but I can read it.
Or Supervisor Gully said that he would be happy to read it.
Go ahead. But you have a better voice, let me be honest. I'm a concerned parent from Kenosha County. My son's high school, Wastosha Central High School, has chosen to go against the advice of the Health Department and CDC and refused to mandate masks. My father was the principal of Liberty High School just south of the Wisconsin border in Illinois for 30 plus years. Libertyville High School was and remains a top 100 school nationally due to its leadership. He served on the National Curriculum Review Board, the National Accreditation Committee, and received two awards from two different presidents in White House ceremonies for excellence in education. He also created in-school suspension. I bring this up because he is deeply concerned about his grandson going to school with optional masks during the Delta virus surge. When discussing this, we found a law on the books nationally which could require masks and even vaccines for high school. The law is called In Loco Parentis, under which in-school suspension falls, and Columbia Law School defines it as In Loco Parentis implies strong central authority of educational institutions, stating that schools take the role of parents when the students are placed under their care. This means that teachers and administrators can take disciplinary measures against students and must constantly look out for their students' best interest and welfare. The last part of the last sentence says a school must constantly look out for their students' best interest and welfare. While the law is normally used to justify disciplinary actions, the portion saying must look out for students' best interest and welfare is applied to a health emergency. A nationwide example concerns peanut allergies. Teachers may no longer have products containing peanuts in their classrooms if there is a student with a peanut allergy in that class. And students with an allergy are separated from other students during lunch periods. Locally, the Whittier Elementary School PTA in Pleasant Prairie was barred from giving away free popcorn to the students because nut oils are used to pop the popcorn, and there were students at Whittier with nut allergies. The principal had to deny the PTA's request due to the safety and welfare portion of the In Loco Parentis law. She could have lost her job had she not denied the request. The moment the student steps on school property, the parent turns over the responsibility for the students to the school, who must look out for their best interest and welfare. The law has been through the courts multiple times and has met all legal challenges to date. A health emergency such as COVID-19 certainly meets, if not exceeds, the much more limited peanut allergy concerns. A challenge to the law could open the door to any parent whose child receives a detention, is suspended, or expelled to ignore the order. One cannot pick and choose which portions of a long-existing law to follow. My father firmly believes this applies to a health emergency too. Taking precautions is not optional but required unless a school wishes to lose disciplinary control. The main school district in Kenosha proper has adopted a mask mandate, as have Racine County to our north and the state of Illinois just a short distance south of here. This long-standing and well-tested law must be use to protect our children. Thank you for your time and consideration, Scott Hornberger. And then he listed, I don't know if you want me to read or not, the COVID-19 statistics as of today. Okay.
Okay, are there any other citizens' comments? Okay, seeing none, we will move on. Chairman, committee member comments. I do have a question for Supervisor Decker. With regard to your 980 violent sexual offender placement resolution, would you like me to call a special meeting to bring that in front of Human Services, or do you want to wait until the October date? I'm open to either.
Well, one of us. Because I know it's going to be, or it should be, on the legislative committee agenda, which would be, are we having a meeting on the 15th and the 21st, or
yep.
What? I don't know.
That's what the answer was.
Yeah,
21st also?
Both.
21st, yeah.
As
okay.
of today.
Okay.
County board meeting.
Okay, so then it should be legislative, should be on the 21st, correct?
Correct.
So then it wouldn't go to the board before the 5th, so it would go, if it passes out of that committee, it would be on the board on the 5th, so we could do it before that meeting if you wanted to.
Okay.
So.
So when would that place the meeting? Like, normally you guys don't meet in October because of the budget meetings. Human Services Committee doesn't meet as a committee in October usually.
It's a joint, right?
On the 20th.
We do a joint budget, yeah.
On the
20th. We do Health Department and Board of Health and Human Services. But perhaps we need a special Human Services meeting. So I will work.
October 5th is the second or the first Tuesday. So
let's tentatively put that down. Because we can do it before Executive Cruiser's presentation of the budget. Shouldn't take that long. And I just want to say to this group, if you haven't read the resolution that Supervisor Decker put together, I encourage you to read it, because I believe it's imperative, in my view, that we work with the municipalities before we go out and determine placement. The municipalities, the townships, the villages, they understand the best where a violent sexual offender should be placed. I don't believe, in my opinion, that it should be the decision of the Sheriff's Department and Human Services to make that decision and then bring it to the township, village, or municipality. So please read the resolution. It's a very important resolution. I would encourage you all to support it. It follows our state law, especially it was recently updated, so familiarize yourself with it, and we'll bring it forward then after legislative, because it's simply a name change of the committee meeting and procedural issues. Does anybody else have any comments, questions, concerns that they'd like to discuss? Supervisor,
seeing the county, seeing that veterans issues are, Human Services, I want to bring this forward to everybody. I'm having a veterans family fair on September 19th at the Moose Lodge from 11 to 4. We've got, it's for veterans and their family, free food, giveaways, petting zoo, a bouncy house, spin art, and face painting. So you're more than welcome to attend. And if you know any veteran families, please send them to this event. If you need more, I've got plenty more.
What day of the week is September 19th?
Sunday.
Are there any other comments from the committee?
Can I go back to the resolution just a minute?
Supervisor Lewis.
Did you? Supervisor, did you get a response from Open Council on that?
No, I did get a response from Legislative Reference Bureau, Ledge Council at the state of Wisconsin.
Is that a written response?
Yep, I can send it.
Thank you.
Could you send it to all of us, please?
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
I didn't have internet today at my house, so, and not for the next 2 days, so.
I'd like to identify that Kayla is here. Everybody. Welcome. Okay. All of the minutes are now posted to our committee page. I did review them, and I would ask for a motion to approve minutes of August 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay. Why don't you have a seat here? So we have the resolution to modify the Division of Aging, Disability, and Behavioral Health Services 2021 budget for a grant, Crisis Law Enforcement Emergency Detention.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for letting me come and talk about this grant. So we have received a $33,484 grant from the state of Wisconsin to do training with our local and county EMS providers. So those are our first responders from the fire department, as well as the paramedics that serve on those departments. The purpose of the training is very similar to when we do law enforcement training. Law enforcement training is done through the crisis intervention training, and it's provided at Gateway. But we really don't do any training with our EMS providers, and those are usually the first people who are on the scene, is the ambulance. So what this will allow us to do is to bring in some speakers, bring in some people to talk about what a crisis is, a behavioral health crisis, where to refer them to, when to contact crisis, what follow-up services look like. So if they're having discussions in the community, they know where to refer people to. I don't know that we will expend that whole $33,000 because we had anticipated having a retired paramedic help us with this grant, and unfortunately at the last minute he had to pull out. So we're doing some of the trainings ourselves, and then we'll bring in some experts for some additional training down the road. So I'm just asking for your help in approving this resolution so we can move forward with this training.
Will that money carry over then? No, you just lose it. So it's either use it or lose it.
Well, what happens with these type of grants is we expense it to them. It's not like we get the money up front and have
it's
to give it
reimbursement.
Back.
Reimbursement? Okay.
Correct. Yes, understand. Absolutely. Yes.
Move approval.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Motion passes. Now we have resolution to designate Kenosha County as the coordinator of transportation services for elderly and disabled persons in the county.
So again, this is an interesting resolution. We have been the provider of what we call paratransit for the community since 2008. It's through our caravan, through our Western County Transportation, and then what we call volunteer transportation, which is run by Kenosha Area Family Aging Services. This year, in the Department of Justice's grant, they're requiring that we actually get county board resolution designating us as the coordinator of transportation services for the elderly and disabled folks in our county. This is not a change. There's no additional county levy dollars. This is nothing that changes anything of the current services we've been providing. This is simply something that they're just asking us to do this time around with the paratransit application.
Is it just formalizing?
It correct.
Okay.
Yes. So again, I'm just asking for your approval with moving forward with us, Kenosha County, as being the provider of the elderly and disabled transportation services through caravan, Western Transit, and volunteer transportation.
Any questions?
All staying the same. They're still doing the same thing. We just have to say that we're...
Yes. Sorry. I know when they brought it to me, I'm like, really, I have to go do this. But here we are. Thank you.
Sorry.
I just one question. So I know this sounds weird, but by doing this, are there any agencies that would suddenly be like, oh, we don't do this because, like, there's nothing weird, outlier like that that this would?
No.
Okay.
Kenosha you guys are in charge of this.
No. Kenosha Achievement Center will continue to be our provider for the caravan as well as for the Western transportation, and KAFASI, Kenosha Area Family Aging Services, will continue to provide the volunteer transportation.
Thank you.
Sure.
So we have a motion. Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you all very much.
I'll be passing around a paper for everyone to sign. And then is there any other business authorized by law?
I sent that email. So if you don't get it, let me know.
Okay. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Hey, John. Hey, John. Are they out of there now? Oh, okay. Are you just going to...